Shalom to all. Today we're in Maseches Kehillim, Perek Chaf Hey, Mishnah Da'al Mishnah Hey, and today's Mishnah is bringing Lomus Chosas Abbas Rachel Shish B'Zechet Avan Jerzivik Hagon Bikarav Mamish. And we can be discussing the din of Achirayim V'Toich, where we have the inside, the Toich of a Kli, and that's touched by Tomei liquid. So not only is the inside Tomei, but also the outside. Whereas if the Achirayim, the outside was touched by Tomei liquid, only the outside's Tomei, not the inside. During the next two Mishnahs, we discuss an interesting Kli, Haroiva V'Chatzi Haroiva. We have this Kli. It basically has two compartments. One compartment holds a Roiva, which is a quarter of a Kav, and the other compartment holds a Chatzi Roiva, which is half of a quarter of a kav, that would be an eighth of a kav. So nitma roiva, if the inside of the roiva compartment became tame, lo nitma chatzi roiva. The chatzi roiva part doesn't become tame. Nitma chatzi roiva, if the inside of the half roiva compartment became tame, lo nitma roiva. The inside of the roiva compartment is not tame because these are considered two separate kalim. Now, based off of this, Amrufan Rabbi Kiva, the Talmidim asked Rabbi Kiva, hoil v'chatzi roiva chayraim l'roiva, since the half roiva compartment is considered the achayraim, is considered the outside of the roiva compartment, so a Kli that the inside becomes Tamei, doesn't the outside also become Tamei? And since the Roiva became Tamei on the inside, so its outside, which is really the Chatzi Roiva, that also should be Tamei. So Amar Lahen, he told them, Shalkat Kaidman he. This is a question that was already asked by an earlier group. The explanation of this is Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim used to sit in front of him in rows. So Rabbi Kiva was telling these Talmidim that a row which sits closer to me already asked this question, and I told them as follows, Oishema Roiva Chayim L'Chatzi Roiva. Maybe it's the other way around. Why are you saying that the main part of the Kli is the Roiva compartment, and that means that the Achirayim is the Chatzi Roiva? Maybe you should say the other way, that the Chatzi Roiva is the main part of the Kli, and the Roiva is the outside of it. And in that situation, when the Roiva becomes Tamei, we would say, Kli Shenitmu Achirav, Loi Nitmu Toichai. When the outside of the Kli becomes Tamei, the inside is not Tamei. So if the Roiva became Tamei, the Chatzi Roiva, which now I'm suggesting, says Rabbi Kiva, is really the main part of the Kli, doesn't become Tamei. In other words, Rabbi Kiva is telling them, you can't look at one compartment as the main one and the other one as the secondary as the achirayim. Each one is considered totally separate from the other. Now moving on to Mishnah, he continued to discuss this. Nitma haroiva, if the roiva compartment became tamei on the inside, so haroiva ve'achirav tameim, the roiva compartment and its outside are now tamei. What's the outside of the roiva? So that would be the three walls that are on the outside of it, which have nothing to do with the chatzi roiva, and therefore chatzi roiva v'achirav tahirin. The half a roiva compartment and its outsides are tahar. Now the other way around as well. Nitma chatzi roiva, if the chatzi roiva compartment became tamei on the inside, so chatzi roiva v'achayrav tameim, haroiva v'achayrav tahayrim. This chatzi roiva compartment and its outside, meaning the three walls surrounding it, those are tamei, whereas the roiva compartment and its outside, its walls, are tahar. Now what about the following? Nitmu achayre haroiva. Let's say the outside of the roiva compartment became tamei, namely one of the three walls that's surrounding the roiva section of this kli became tamei, they were touched by tamei liquids, so achayre chatzi haroiva tahayrin. The outside of the chatzi haroiva part is actually tahar. Devar Meir, that's Meir's opinion, because he considers it two separate parts. Even though really the outside walls are really just one solid piece, he still views it as two separate things. We have the chatzi roiva and the roiva. Therefore, when the outside of one becomes tamei, the outside of the other is tahar. Whereas the chamar and the chamar argue and they say no. Ein chalkenes hagabayin. We don't divide the gabayin, which is plural for the word gav, which means back or outside. In other words, once the outside of the kli became tamei, the entire outside of the whole thing, both the roiva and chatzi roiva, become tamei. Now, bottom line, regarding all these cases that we've had, it doesn't make a difference which part of the kli became tamei, maybe just the inside of the roiva, maybe just the inside of the chatzi roiva. Uchshu matbil, when he's being toivel it, when he's immersing it to be matahar it, matbil's kula, he has to be toivel the whole thing, because even though only part of it became tamei, the whole kli has to be immersed in the mikvah. The only nafkamina of one part of it becoming tamei versus the other part is if something tahar goes in the non-tamei part or touches the non-tamei part, so it won't become tamei. But again, in regards to putting in the mikvah, the whole thing has to be placed inside. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Vav and Zayin, continue to discuss, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.